I just wanted to say, I heard him say the word problem. Sin is not a problem, not the problem. I've also heard it said, and by the way, the word problem is not in the scripture there. I've heard it said that sin is not the issue. Well, issue is not, in that sense, is not in the scripture. I mean, the issue of blood that the woman had that the Lord healed, but not in the sense that sin is not the issue. That's, somebody made that up. There is a element of truth to it, though, and I just wanted to, if you think about a person's belief in the gospel that saves them, if someone, say another person, does not believe, they refuse to believe that Christ died for their sins. They want to make it on their own. That's an insurmountable problem, that they do not believe. But, in other words, as long as they do not believe, there's no way around it. You can't get saved. But if they change and do believe, become a believer, there's no more problem about it. The sin is not on them anymore. Okay, the same thing with sin itself. Sin is not the issue. Well, sin is the issue in the sense that we're in Adam. We're born as descendants of Adam after Adam's race was polluted, was corrupted, and the gene pool is corrupted now. And we all are born in sin. That sin is the issue. That's what condemns us. But it doesn't have to, it isn't insurmountable because Christ died for our sins. So we can get out of that. We can get past that, what seemed to be insurmountable, that sin is the issue. It's not the issue. I mean, it's not insurmountable issue anymore because we can believe the gospel. Same thing about a person that is not believing the gospel. As long as he doesn't believe the gospel, he's got a problem. He's got an issue there that is insurmountable. Until he does believe, then it's surmountable. Then it's not a problem anymore. He's a believer. So the terms, God used the right terms in the Bible, and I don't find the term sin is not the issue in the Bible. It needs to be explained if they're going to use a freelance term. Be careful. Stick to what the Bible says.